Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I write for the Viking Age Zone coverage, Bring Me the News, and the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick, who is the managing editor of the Viking Age. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. Adam, before we get started, I would like to make a toast. I have this can of Ears Up from Furson Brewing in South Dakota, a
good name
brewery out of Sioux Falls. And the reason I have this beer is because the South Dakota State Jackrabbits, who another cheap plug, featured in this tab that I've been working on for the last 2 weeks, won their second straight national championship, 23-3
championship
over Montana.
What's that?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So they have a playoff, and if you win all your games in the playoff, and the Jackrabbits won by, like, I just wrote it down, I think it was like 184 to 15 or something crazy like that in their four games. They give you this big ass trophy and then you're a champion and you can run around and you can do all that stuff and whatever. So if you'll excuse me,
I didn't know you could win more than one playoff game per season.
Yeah. I mean, imagine how much you would have to pay for that. Right. Anyway, right. Cheers. As they say in Brookings, Adam, ears cheers up, beers up.
Gatorade.
Yes.
Sugar-free.
Vanside's probably going to come for me. Like, hey, could you stop drinking beer on the podcast? Yeah, I know.
The Chiefs podcast has their own beer. So
they do.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not popular enough. Maybe we should watch tape. I don't know. Let's start with the Vikings right away. The season ended with the Minnesota Vikings. They did not win a championship, by the way. In case you were wondering, they did not even make the playoffs because they finished 7-10. They lose to the Lions 30-20 on Sunday. Justin Jefferson caught 12 passes for 192 yards and a touchdown. He looked really pissed off throughout the game from what I saw. Every time he got tackled too, like on a wide receiver pass, I was kind of like, please don't die. Don't tear your knee up. Don't do any of that stuff. Nick Mullins, he threw for 396 yards and two touchdowns. He also threw two interceptions because he's Nick Mullins. Ty Chandler had 12 carries for 69 yards. RB1, Alexander Mattison, had 7 carries for 24 yards and became the first running back since Melvin Gordon in 2015 to have a minimum of 180 carries and not score a rushing touchdown in a season. You heard it here first.
History,
by the way.
History.
History was made yesterday. You heard it here first. You watched the game more than I did, partially because
I don't know about that.
Partially because I was on assignment and I didn't care about this game. So, what are your thoughts? Season finale, Detroit. How deep do we want to go here? Let's talk about like the scheme and everything else, and like the details. What big plays were there?
I'm good. I took like an impromptu nap yesterday, actually, during the game, because I knew what was going to happen. Like the Lions were up what, 3 scores around halftime, and then the Vikings stormed back, and then of course Nick Mullins did his thing. And it's like, it's kind of people were like, oh, good, they're putting Nick Mullins in because they want to make sure they lose. And it's like, they kind of did.
Excuse me.
Because they were coming back. And then Nick Mullins is like, no, we're not. And he just threw some interceptions. But yeah, Justin Jefferson's fun. It's always fun to watch him. But heading into that game, I really wish he didn't play. I know he's a competitor and it's hard to keep him off the field or whatever. And people got pissed at me yesterday for like, oh, I'm so happy. He's super frustrated in the last game before the season. It's a great way to go into the offseason with your best offensive player. Very angry. But yeah, because what did we see yesterday? We saw Sam Laporta got hurt, and now, you know, his playoffs are in jeopardy. He's not going to be 100% for the playoffs. A couple of the Lions' other players got hurt. What, AJ Brown got hurt yesterday too? Jalen Hurts, like those AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts need to be out there because they were trying to win the division. But like the Lions playing their guys, it made no sense at all. Like I saw a bunch of clips from Lions local media guys being like, "Oh, we don't want them to be rusty." It's like, oh, because the Chiefs and the Patriots were so rusty after all these years, like it really prevented them from winning those Super Bowls because they had that bye or they rested their players in week 17. It just that never makes sense to me where it's like, we're playing football. We're going to go out there and that's the risk you take. It's like, well, you could take zero risk and not play your guys and have everyone healthy for the playoffs. But whatever.
So the season's over.
Yeah.
I will say this. I do like the fact the Vikings did try yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Like, here's what I wanted out. Because, like, for me, the season was over on Christmas Eve when they lost the Lions. So, like, the last two games, I didn't care, win or lose. I wanted them to play hard.
I think it was over for them,
and
too.
I wanted them to give me something positive, like, in the last 2 weeks. Justin Jefferson was about it, right? Okay. And, I mean, Jordan Addison's out there, too. He should have had a touchdown. I think he dropped it, or was it broken up? I saw him laying on the ground in the end zone.
Hands. It was hit his hands. You could blame probably the passer and the catcher both on that play.
Yeah. So I mean, those are positive things, right? I mean, Ty Chandler truthers would also tell you that he played very well compared to Alexander Mattison, which low bar, like a really low bar. Like that is the one thing I feel bad because Madison's a great person. I don't want to shit on the human being, but at the same time, he should have never been put in that RB1 position.
Right.
Like that was the out of all the offseason moves where I'm pretty just like even Marcus Davenport, I get it, right? You pay a guy $13 million because you think he can get to the quarterback. Did a pretty good job those two games he was on the field, and then he gets hurt and
he had everything like 50 got messy pressures, from right? there. With the Saints, and he had like 50 some odd pressures when he was with the Saints the year before. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he just didn't have sacks. That's all.
And I like taking a risk on a guy in his mid-20s, paying him a 1 year deal. Yeah, I think he got a little on the back end, but that's not a big deal.
The Vikings.
The Vikings void years? What? No way. But people are just like acting that's like the worst possible move they ever could have made. It's like, no, actually, they re-signed Alexander Mattison and tried to make him a starter.
And Garrett Bradbury and Greg Joseph. Like, there's many more moves
The thing that will always stick in my head is the NFL Network interview with, I believe it was Bucky Brooks and Tom Pelissero. And they asked Alexander Mattison, they're like, how many touchdowns and fantasy points are you going to score this year? And Alexander Mattison's like, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to that stuff. And I'm sure he's aware of it now.
Is that during training camp?
That was during training camp. Yeah. That was right after Harrison Smith said, Ivan Pace is really good. You should watch him.
Right.
So, I mean, I like the fact that they went out, they play. I mean, like, I think the whole, when people are like, oh, I want them to lose. Like, well, do you want them to rest everybody and just play like their four string guys or like all this? Well, no, I want them to. Give me something positive, and you know, if things are out of hand, like get them out of it. Like if the Vikings were getting whooped by like 40 points and Justin Jefferson was out there, I'd be like, what are we doing here? Even in like the last series, they had Jefferson, Addison, and all those guys out there down, and I guess down 10. You know, but I mean, also at the same time, Atlanta was losing. And what was the other team? The Panthers were losing.
The Panthers were, to be fair, like they technically were still in it. Like they could have made the playoffs, but the teams they needed to win were not doing well. So I do understand why they play their guys. You don't want to totally give up. That would that'd ruin the culture that they've worked so hard to develop and still not win a playoff game. It's just weird. It's just a weird game to go into where like you have a chance to make the playoffs, but you're not making it. It's disappointing because I think the Vikings knew after that loss to the Lions on Christmas Eve that the season was over. Like I feel like because they lost Wanham in that game. Did Brian O'Neal get hurt in that game too? Is that when he hurt his ankle?
Yeah, actually, they said he played with a broken bone in his foot against the Packers.
And Mullins threw four interceptions. And then they're just like, whatever, let's just start Jaren Hall, see what he has. And they were like, okay, we saw what we need to see, and then let's take him out. Okay. But yeah, that's that stat that Seifert threw out today. I sent it to you, but like about how if the Vikings lost one more game, they would have the number six pick because their strength of schedule is like better or worse than the Jets and who is the other team? I can't remember. But one more loss and they would have the six pick. And with the six pick, you can basically just get whoever you want because it's not going to take as much to trade up. Or you can wait and see if there's guys that are going to be there when you're at pick six. So happy they got seven wins. You can see the joy all over my face that I'm just ecstatic. But we're bad people for rooting them to get a better draft pick. So
yeah, yesterday was just a really shitty day to be a Vikings fan. It really was because you have the true fan. Are you a true fan? You don't want the Vikings to lose. And like, well, yeah, if they're not going to make the playoffs, I mean, yes, like you said, they technically could have made the playoffs. And, you know, I've heard this brought up, like, well, what if they quit and then everything they needed to happen happens? And it's like, I don't know, man.
That's never happened.
Right. And I mean, you know, what if they lose? I mean, they didn't need to tank to lose that game in Vegas. Like the Raiders could have just put some points on the board and they didn't. So
two field goals.
One field goal. I see what you're saying. But yeah, I mean, that whole true fan thing, it's just like, get that out of here. And then, you know, you got the section of Twitter, they're taking pictures of Kirk on the sidelines. It's like, another game we win if we have Kirk Cousins.
I want to say,
this is just such a tragedy.
I want to say this. I noticed that there was I think it's one of like the Vikings aggregators. I think it's Vikings Insider that did a poll yesterday of like, you know, what do you want the Vikings to do? Lose and get a better draft pick or win and make the playoffs? And I think 5,000 people voted and like 70% of it was lose and get a better draft pick. So like, even though there's a lot, you feel like there's a lot of people, not you necessarily, but like you in general, you feel like there's a lot of people that are like, no, you should always root for the team to win. Like, that's just the louder people. Most of the people that are, you know, realistic are like, this team's not going anywhere. So you might as well just, you know, get another loss and improve your draft position. And I think both of us, neither of us were like, yeah, we want them to just play, you know, Garrett Bradbury at quarterback and just, you know, see what happens and then lose.
Oh, that would be awesome, though. Like
60.
That would have been the greatest game.
Dan Campbell would have,
you know, Nick Mullins, if they were like playing the Saints and Nick Mullins against Jameis Winston, like that would have been awesome to watch. It's like, shoot to thrill.
What a day he had yesterday.
Yeah. I overrode the coach.
Okay. I'm not coming back this year. Did you see Shannon Sharp? Shannon Sharp said about Jameis? He said he would cut him because he was like, he went rogue or whatever. Like, if he can do that for like the offense, like imagine what he can do for like the whole locker room. So yeah, cut him. I was like, I don't know if I disagree with that, but I think it's a little bit of an overreaction. But yeah, that was you never a dull moment with Jameis. Never.
Oh, and by the way, the Packers got in the playoffs and they have a
quarterback. Yeah. Now. And the Bears have what? Number one pick?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into all that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let's get to the more pressing option before we dive into that big picture. And that is a segment I am just going to call Kirk Watch 2024. If the graphic would
need
show
some,
up on the
some
screen.
Breaking news music.
I feel like I should just dun, 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 or. I don't know. Or it's like Creed. It's like Creed. Yeah. maybe we can get Creed to write a song and just like Kirk Cousins with checks wide open. I don't know. God, that was bad. But anyway, you might have heard Kirk Cousins will be a free agent after the season. So a lot of people talked about it as they were cleaning out their lockers today. And ESPN's Kevin Seifert asked him about the possibility of taking a hometown discount. And he said, at this stage of my career, the dollars are really not what it's about. Okay. I had a coach who I was with who was a younger coach at the time. This is back 8-9 years ago and before my first franchise tag. And we were talking about the situation. He made a great comment. He said, Kirk, I feel like I'm like talking in God mode. Kirk, it's not about the dollars, but it's about what the dollars represent. And I thought that it was an interesting comment that he made. So there will always be some of that. But today's point, structure is probably more important. Let's look at Kirk Cousins' contract history, shall we?
I just brought it up.
Let's talk about Kirk Cousins, because structure is very important to Kirk.
Oh, yeah, structure is very important.
2016, franchise tag, guaranteed $19.9 million. 2017, franchise tag, $23.9 million, fully guaranteed. 2018, three-year, $84 million contract. First fully guaranteed long-term contract in the history of the NFL. 2020, two-year, $66 million contract. Over the cap says $61 million guaranteed, but I believe that was fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
So it's a little weird to read. And then in 2022, a one-year, $35 million extension, fully guaranteed with a no-trade clause.
Okay. Those dollars really didn't matter. Huh.
Hey, Pinocchio, you're not going to be a real boy if you like keep doing this. You know that, right? Like, I have no problem with players getting their money. Like, I really don't. But like to sit there and like basically insult our intelligence
after. Yeah. I like that he just narrowed it down, though, too. Like, this is when he told me right when I got my first franchise tag. And then he proceeded not to mention that he made like $250 million after that, because the dollars didn't matter. I saw these quotes and I was like, great. It sounds like you know you're leaving. And right now you think that saying this will help you stick around. But the Vikings have probably already made up their mind. And I'm sorry, but I would not believe he would take a hometown discount until I would see it. And based on his entire 12-year career that he mentioned, he's not taking a discount. And like you said, I don't blame him. He can still get a decent deal, even coming off a torn Achilles. Someone's going to give it to him. Go get it. Like, but don't sit there and be like, oh, I'm gonna take a discount to stick around. No, come on.
This is like the Adam Thielen thing last year, right?
He didn't even say
that. I want to retire.
He didn't say he was taking a discount.
Like, I got to get a lot of game I really want to retire Viking, but I got a lot of game left in me and whatever. And then he signed with the Carolina Panthers because apparently they're a Super Bowl contender.
Did Dalvin Cook say something similar where he wanted to stick around for you want to be a Viking forever too? And they're like, not at your price.
Bye. Yeah. And then he said, okay, I'll sign with the Jets and sit on the bench.
He got paid. Year.
He did get paid. He got $8 million. Good for him. I mean, all these running backs, get your money when you can. Like I said, though, too, if I'm Kirk's agent, I'm using this fear against me because it is throughout the entire building. Every time Kevin O'Connell talks about Kirk Cousins, like, oh, well, you know, I fear about Kirk. I watched Nick Mullen throw interceptions and Darren Hall look like crap and Josh Dobbs and all this stuff. And, you know, we really want to bring Kirk Cousins back. And I'm just going to call 7-step drops with our offensive line all sitting on the bench and everything else. Brian O'Neill. Here are the quotes of the day from Brian O'Neill, who was asked, hey, do you want Kirk Cousins back next year? And he said, absolutely. 1,000,000%. I'd tell anybody that. 10,000%. I'd rather have nobody else than Kirk under center for us. I'm wondering, Brian O'Neill's degree must not have been in math, because that's impossible. And I also wonder if he's like, I don't know. I don't want to insult the guy.
Is he sleeping in a car bed?
Yeah, it's just like, hey, man, like, what is he supposed to say? I get that point. But at the same time, it's just kind of like, hey, okay. There's also this quote from O'Neill, and this is from The Athletic's Alec Lewis. He was asked about the way he feels about Kirk Cousins. He said, everything about how he carries himself. He came in and he was a fourth round pick. He's the number two, or he has the number two overall pick in the same draft class on the same team. He wasn't the first overall pick. He's not 6'8". He doesn't run a 4.2. No quarterback does, but okay. But he maximizes 100% of everything he's given. And that story is relatable for a lot of guys. I think regardless of what everybody believes or that purpose or moral compass of how they should go about their life or philosophy, I think everybody can look to Kirk and say whatever he is, he lives fully that day. He's more true to himself than most people I've ever met. And he's just true to himself and his preparation and his beliefs. And he's a baller. He's really, really good. I would just love for an opportunity to play with him again.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
I'm just going to quote what's his real name? Oh, to quote the great Phil Brooks, yes, from recent events, he said, "I'm here to make money, not friends." Or, "I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money." The Vikings are here to win championships, not make friends. We're not here to make sure that everyone's, you know, got their friends groups and they can all have lunch together and have their family dinners and everything. No, you're there to win a championship. And so far that's hasn't been done with Kirk Cousins. So I think it's time to figure out a different plan, whether that involves bringing him back for a year or two, and drafting someone, or completely just moving on from him and drafting someone and going with that. Yeah, like it's great that these guys are friends and everything. It's really great. I'm glad they've developed a friendship. Good for them. It means it's not going to do anything for them on the field. It means absolutely nothing. And yeah, I think you said it before you even read his quotes. Like, what's he supposed to say? I can't wait for him to get out of here so we can get a decent quarterback. And plus, Brian O'Neill's really Kirk Cousins is really the only starting quarterback that Brian O'Neill's known, because O'Neill got there in 2018. So Kirk Cousins has been there his whole career. So like, he doesn't really know any other thing. And then it goes to this season. It's the first time he's really had to play without him. And it didn't go that great. So I can understand why he's like, yeah, I want him back. But I don't know if you noticed that when Justin Jefferson spoke yesterday after the game, he was more about, like, when he was asked about the quarterback, he was more like, you know what, it's out of my control. They'll do whatever they do. You know, I'm still going to go ball out. Doesn't matter who's throwing the ball. Where, like, I don't know, like a week or 2 weeks before that, he was like, yeah, I'd love to have Kirk back. That'd be great. That's what sounds like. Somebody was like, hey, we're probably not bringing him back, so chill out on the Kirk stuff. Okay. Well,
and I think too, like earlier in his Vikings tenure, a lot of people thought they didn't like Kirk. That was wrong. Like, sometimes we're not in the building. Like, well, that's the thing. Like, a lot of people are just crapping on people who are like, guess his teammates really do like him. Are you in the building? Did you know that Kirk's teammates liked him? Like, it's kind of just like, okay, if money wasn't an option, hey, Kirk's going to come back. We're going to pay him $20 and a ham sandwich, like he's doing a wrestling indie show in a bingo hall, to play quarterback for us. Is that cool with you? Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, bring him back. We like Kirk. But I also think, like, those players don't manage a salary cap. They don't manage roster construction, unless you're Aaron Rodgers, who gets paid a lot of money like Kirk Cousins does. But, you know, I'm not against Kirk coming back. Like, that, I want that to be clear when I say this, because I get a little steam when people go, oh, there's no quarterback ever that's like Kirk Cousins because Josh Dobbs and Nick Mullins and Jaren Hall were so bad and the Vikings could have made the playoffs and they would have won the Super Bowl and Kirk Cousins would have won MVP and he would have drank a gallon of milk on stage at the Super Bowl. That probably wouldn't have been bad because he would have thrown up. But like people just romanticize about the guy, and it's just like, hey, like, he's a likable guy. I'll give you that. But also, you can't pay him $35, $40 million coming off a torn Achilles. And by the way, his previous track record, it's one playoff win. If he tears his Achilles against Chicago, everybody is saying, oh man, I guess that's it. There's not even a question here. But because he has that game against San Francisco, he has that game against Green Bay, against that god-awful defense, like, everybody's like, oh my God, Kirky was playing so well. It's like, did you forget about the Tampa Bay game where they had all those three and outs, or, you know, the Chargers. Philly game where they were down 24-7 before Kirk brought him back, or the Chargers game where the crowd was too loud and Kirk couldn't get the play in his headset? Like, I'm sure he's a great leader and everything, but I mean, he's got flaws. He's not this superhero quarterback that everybody talks about, and the Vikings have to bring him back no matter what. Just give him a blank check. We can't keep going with Nick Mullins and Josh Dobbs. If we just draft a guy, we'll get Christian Ponder and it'll just start over. We'll be the Bears or the Lions, who both had better records than us this season. It'll just be awful. I guess the Bears had the same record as the Vikings did, but
yeah,
you see where I'm going with this.
Yeah, no, but they have the same record. They're better set up for their future. They have a ton of cap space, and they have the number one pick and the number 10 pick too, I think. Yeah, good thing the Vikings didn't do a rebuild, because they might have been set up to actually be good for the next few years. I think I'm just going to say this right now. It's the, what, first
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Probably the first official day of the offseason. I'm done. I don't want Kirk Cousins back. I don't care if he's like takes a hometown discount or whatever. Just move on. Just move on. Just start over. Just end the process. Don't. This is like kicking the can down the road even more. And we already know the result. Like, you're not going to squeeze any more toothpaste out of the tube or any more, you know, juice out of the orange. We know what Kirk Cousins is. He's not going to lead you to a Super Bowl. He's not even going to lead you to the NFC Championship. So, like, this hope that, like, oh, he's going to be his third year in the same offense. He's never done that in his career. He's going to know the playbook like the back of his hand. And yeah, and he's still going to have the same problems that he's had his entire career, where his mind just explodes when there's pressure or he has to think for himself. Like, these are things that have been going on his whole career. And there are other quarterbacks out there. The Buccaneers just made the playoffs with Baker Mayfield, okay? Tom Brady was there the year before, and they just won the division again with Baker Mayfield, okay? So, and look at the Browns. The Browns have Joe Flacco. Like, this doom and gloom about, like, oh, we're going to be the worst team in the world if we don't have Kirk. No, you're the worst team in the world if you have terrible ownership, you have terrible facilities, you have a terrible coaching staff. The Vikings don't have that. They have very good coaches, ownership that probably needs to get their fingers out of the, you know, the candy jar a little more than they do. Elite facilities. They have a good amount of cap space. They can get even more cap space if they get rid of some guys. So, like, this whole notion that the Vikings are the Vikings, who have won more games than any other team that's never won a championship in the history of the NFL, that this team is all of a sudden going to come crumbling down. And you know what? Actually, if they do stink in 2024, if they get rid of Kirk Cousins and they stink or whatever, and they roll with a rookie, that's fine. The goal should not to be better for the next year. The goal should not be let's patch things up and get ready to make the playoffs next year. No, you need to get ready to build things for 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028. You should be looking at those years to be good for every single year. Look at the Lions. They're set up great to be good for the next 4 or 5 years. The Bears are set up that good. You know, I don't know about the Packers financials and stuff, but they have a young quarterback, so they can build around him. The Vikings have none of that. They're like, oh, we should, you know, Kirk Cousins will give us the best chance to, you know, maybe sneak into the playoffs next year. That should not be the mentality. And I feel like it is for too many people, but I feel like it isn't for their GM. And I think this might be the year where maybe he's like able to actually convince some people that he works with, like, hey, this isn't working. We need to like break everything down, start, not necessarily start from scratch, but like get rid of some guys that have been here for a long time and get our own people in here and try and figure out, you know, what we want to do and what will work best. So yeah, I don't want him back. I'm over it. I've decided that today. Like, no, I don't want him back. If he resigns, whatever, I'll have to live with it. But like, no, I don't want him back. It's over. Done.
The Packers have 5.8 million in cap space next offseason. But they have a quarterback.
Exactly.
So that's half the battle, right? You get a quarterback that can,
and a bunch of young wide receivers. You.
Yeah. And a bunch of wide receivers on top of it. My goal is pretty simple. For the Vikings. This is what I want from them. And this is kind of the third topic that we're going to get into. Let's make the Vikings fun again. Yep. Let's make, because like the last couple, I mean, I mentioned how much yesterday kind of sucked because everybody was just exhausted and done with the season, right? Mm-hmm. But let's look at the season as a whole. I made a list of all of the shit that happened this year. So they release Adam Thielen, Eric Kendricks, like
that
Dalvin
Jericho
Cook.
List that just
yeah, basically, you know, like I'm gonna scream armbar 50 times, but you know, they release Adam Thielen, Eric Kendricks, Dalvin Cook. They're all good decisions, but it's tough to say goodbye, so it kind of sucked. Jordan Addison gets busted for speeding. TJ Hockenson holds in. You have no extension for Kirk Cousins.
He had an ear infection. Okay.
Well, it was a holding. Okay. Like if, and maybe, okay, maybe there was some truth.
His back was sore.
But
okay.
I got fixed once he had that equilibrium in his wallet. And again, Nothing against him. Nothing. No, go get your money, dude. Especially now when your knee's like shredded like pasta or something. Yes. Like, go get your money. So nothing wrong with it. It's just a little weird. You have no extension for Kirk Cousins or Justin Jefferson, the latter more important than the former. Baker Mayfield figured out Brian Flores' hand signals in the opener. You have angry fans charging into Alexander Madison, Justin Jefferson's DMs about fantasy football. Kirk's clock snafu at the end of the Chargers game. The turnovers. My God, the turnovers. Like, hold on to the freaking ball, please. Marcus Davenport's injury. And then, you know, there's that report that, well, I don't know if he's really pushing it right now. Like, that was a thing. And by the way, I mean, Darren Wolfson had that report. He had to have heard something. You don't just make stuff like that up when you cover a team. As a beat reporter, I know. So, I mean, he looked at it. Because I know there was that quote about him saying he didn't like the media. And, like, there's a little bit like, well, if that's the case. Like, you don't just go out and be like, I heard this guy's not trying hard. I didn't hear it from anybody, but he said he didn't like the media.
I think it's fair to question. I just think, maybe Darren didn't know, like, the extent of his injury. I'm going to guess he didn't, but he was just basing it maybe on some stuff that he heard. So, yeah, I understand that. But, like, I just didn't think it was fair because I feel like everyone's been piling on Davenport a lot. I would say myself included, at least at first. And then, like, he kind of opened himself up more. And I even did a little more research on him and how he's kind of struggled with, like, mental health and stuff. And I'm just like, all right, just lay off. Just give him a break.
Yeah. So. I'm halfway through the list, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
1-4 start, Justin Jefferson's hamstring injury, Kirk Cousins tearing his Achilles, Josh Dobbs took over off and exploded like the Challenger, the home loss of the Bears, whatever the hell the Raiders game was, back-to-back tush pushes, Nick Mullins turnover barrage, Jaren Hall actually sucks, and then the real fan debate. You don't know what's going on. I watched the tape, damn it, and I know what's going on. Like, you're in the building and not sitting in your parents' basement eating Hot Pockets, blogging or whatever. But that's another debate right there. Like, is there anything I'm missing? Like, this season sucked from the start, from the time they showed up to training camp all the way to Sunday afternoon. This season was a dick dragger. It was awful, terrible. And I mean, I know, like, everything else, but, like, you look at this team, it's like, what is there to be excited about? Like, yeah, you have Justin Jefferson. That's fun. But, like, you've said before, compare them to the rest of the NFC North. The Lions just won their first division title in like 30 years. And they have Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Aiden Hutchinson, Sam Laporta, barring like a massive major knee injury, which sounds like he's like, and a lot of cap space too. Like, the Packers, they got that shit locked down with Jordan Love. And then the Bears have the number one overall pick and like $60 million in salary cap space. The Vikings have super competitive. They're in the hunt every year, no matter what you can
count on. Great culture. Great culture.
You can count on competitive games in December because the Vikings are always going to be competitive. Not like, you know, every one score game's like giving us a heart attack every week. Like, it's just like, this team's unlikable. Like, not from, I mean, there's likable aspects. Like, Justin Jefferson's fun. He's one of the most fun players in the NFL. But I mean, from the ownership, it's just like, they say super competitive. They say they want to compete for a championship. Show me you want to compete for a championship and not this half in, half out bullshit that's going on. Like, I look at this and I go, should the Vikings rebuild or should they retool? And I think what's enabling this behavior, this competitive rebuild stuff that they're pushing down our throats, is that the rest of the NFC, it's an arms race. It's not about who has the best quarterback like the AFC. It's about who has the best supporting cast. Do you have George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey? Do you have AJ Brown, Devonta Smith, the best offensive line in football, the tush push? Like, it's all about the infrastructure in the NFC, where it's just about superhero ball in the AFC. Like, that's why Patrick Mahomes sucks right now, because they got rid of his weapons and his top weapon started dating Taylor Swift. Not that Taylor is the reason for that. But I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of shit going on in Kansas City right now. And it's not just Travis Kelce. It's Kadarius Toney, who, like, is just, he's like the goofy meme, right? He's like, I'll do it again. Like, a lot of stuff going on there. So I mean, you know, the Vikings, they have the number 11 overall pick. Chicago, Washington, New England, Arizona, Giants, Falcons, and Jets could all justify taking quarterbacks. I don't think the Jets would happen because Aaron Rodgers would be like, what do you mean you're taking a quarterback? You think the Cardinals will take a quarterback?
I don't think they would.
Don't. I think they're going after Marvin Harrison too. But I mean, they could. Like, I could see a world where they go, all right, let's start this over. Because once you sign a quarterback, like, that's the other thing with the Kirk thing. If the Vikings sign Kirk, he becomes their quarterback. So, I mean, do they really want to, like I made the analogy, I think it was like a week or so ago. Do they really want to jump into the casket with Kirk Cousins? Or do they want to try and take a swing down the line? Like take a swing. That's all I want. That's seriously all I want. Because, I mean, if they bring Kirk Cousins back and they draft a quarterback in the first round, again, that's that 1 foot in, 1 foot out stuff that we're talking about here, where it's just like, okay, what are you doing here? I understand you want to win. Yeah. What's that?
I said, what are you holding on to? Like, this 7-10 season, you won 13 games last year, but you lost in the first round of the playoffs. You missed the playoffs before the year before. You missed the playoffs the year before that. Like, what are you holding on to? Like, it's not like this team is a dynasty. Come on.
Like think about the 2000s, right? Like, they went 8-8 and 9-7 like those years, but they were fun. Like, Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss. I mean, that's like shooting into my veins when I get sad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just great stuff. And I mean, yeah, Kirk can be fun. Like, he's got the Kirko chains thing. Mm-hmm. He had those comebacks last year. Like, that was all blast. But at the same time, like, you look down the line, how long can Kirk Cousins play? And are you really going to have Kirk Cousins as your quarterback when you have Justin Jefferson in the prime of his career? That's another reason the Vikings aren't going to do a full-scale teardown, but it does not take long. You could compete next year if you wanted to. Case in point, the Houston Texans have CJ Stroud as their quarterback, and he's a rookie. Champ. Yeah, they're the division champs in the AFC South. I know that division sucks.
Rookie head coach, too.
Yeah, they competed after, you know, hey, we're going to take a rookie. We're going to try and take a step forward. And they wound up winning 10, 11 games. Like,
10.
Good football 10, team. So, I don't know. The Vikings have $37 million in cap space this offseason. Danielle Hunter. There's a lot of other free agents.
I mentioned earlier about them moving on from Kirk Cousins. And I think I texted you this earlier about, like, I think I just want them to move on from everyone who's from the previous regime, at least like most of the people, not Justin Jefferson, not Christian Darrisaw, because it feels like they're kind of just like playing with someone else's toys, you know, where like they've been given some hand-me-down toys and they're like, all right, figure it out and see if you can have fun or whatever. And it's like, no, these toys are still broken. They're like, they've got dents in them and scratches and everything. And they're not as good. Instead of like, you know, getting some new toys and seeing if those will work better. And building your own team, having your own, you know, your own type of player. We don't know what we're 2 years in. We don't know what a Kevin O'Connell player is. We don't know what a Kwesi player is. All we know is how they use the past regime's players. And guess what? They've won as many playoff games as the previous regime did in the previous 2 years. So they didn't do any better with them really than the previous regime, to be honest, because the goal is to win playoff games. I don't really care how many wins you had in the regular season. The goal is to win playoff games, and they didn't do that. There's rumors that Harrison Smith's going to retire. I'm going to expect that's going to happen. It sounds like he said yesterday, like, I'm not going to let you know if I retire, but you'll know. I feel like that's probably going to happen because I think he has a $19 million cap hit next year and they're going to want that to go down if he stays. And he's probably gonna be like, no, I'm just going to leave. And, you know, Danielle Hunter, you know, it'd be great to have him back, but wouldn't you want to sign maybe a younger pass rusher, like a Josh Allen, who's going to be in free agency, or a Brian Burns, who's going to be in free agency? Like, sign a younger guy. Why do we have to keep holding on to these guys that are getting older, more injury prone? Yes, they produced for you last year. Great. That didn't do anything. It did nothing. So, you know, move on from him. Garrett Bradbury, Greg Joseph, sorry, CJ Ham, AJ Osborne, like all these guys from the old regime. Move on and build your own roster, please.
I don't think they need to release everyone like a Madden franchise, but everything should be on the table. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you had a tweet. I'll say this right now. You had a tweet today that you said, hey, if they cut Garrett Bradbury, they cut Harrison Phillips, they can save this money in cap space. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes in and he's like, well, you don't know about the defense. And I know what he does for the defense and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, congratulations. You watch film. PFF watches film too. And they gave him like a grade of 58 or something.
67th like, ranked defensive tack.
Right.
This year.
Like, no.
They're building around him, though. They're building the defense.
And I'm treading carefully because I'm going to have a lot of guys that watch more film than I do on this podcast preview draft season and stuff. They are smart. They know what they're talking about, but don't go at someone and be like, well, I watch the tape and I know what's best. And I know that if you have the 12th pick instead of the 11th pick that it doesn't really make a difference because the draft is random. Here's an example that I used. Let's say we go to Pizza Ranch. Let's say we go with the Vikings offensive line. I don't know. Came to mind.
Yeah.
Let's say the Vikings offensive line is there. Do you want to go before that offensive line or do you want to go after that offensive line?
Yeah. You
gotta go. Like, I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's random, but you get a better chance of getting the guy you want if you're higher up in the draft order. And that's why everybody's like, won't get a higher pick. Like,
there might be pizza left over, but it might have like pineapple on. It's pizza, but probably not what you wanted, and you'll have to figure out how to make it good.
And the great thing about Pizza Ranch is that they'll make you a pizza afterwards. But do you really want to wait 20 minutes for a slice of pizza? Right. Maybe you just want a slice of like pepperoni and like.
I think the funny thing is about that post or tweet or whatever it's called now that I made was I didn't suggest that they need to cut Garrett Bradbury. They need to cut Harrison Phillips. I was like, if they do this, this is how much money they will save just because based on like I was looking over the cap and like, oh, look, if you cut Harrison Phillips, you'll save $6 million. Oh, if you cut Garrett Bradbury, you'll save $5 million. If Harrison Smith retires, you save 19. Like, that's what I said. I wasn't like, oh, they need to get rid of Harrison Phillips. No, I never said. But all of a sudden,
you want
like,
him out of here.
Yeah,
you want them all
like,
out.
Jeez Louise, guys, come on.
You're going to stroll in like Vince McMahon and be like, you're fired.
I'm just like, and I'm not. And I responded to that person too. Like, you want to hold on to the roster for the 7-win teams. You can run it back. Because that's basically what I feel like sometimes the mentality is like, oh, if we just bring these all Kirk's going to be healthy. If we bring all these guys back and then we can just do it. And that's like the mentality of the ownership, I feel like. And that's why I said like earlier, can we not build towards making the playoff next season? Who cares? Stop doing these one season like things where it's only about the next season. No, it needs to be about the like next 4 or 5.
And think about please, I'm going to bring up the Packers again. Like I know a lot of Packer fans who have texted me over the last 2 days saying how excited they are because they weren't expecting to connect. Like just because you make a couple of moves and you shift your roster doesn't mean that you're going to be 2-12 or the Browns or the Lions.
They have good coaches.
Both in the playoffs, by the way, let's bring that up right now. But Ooh. Oh, the Browns, and the Lions.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
both in the playoffs and the Vikings are not.
Yeah, that's great.
Overachieve.
Yeah.
Like it's just I don't know. Like I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm done with this season.
We got a whole offseason.
I know. Whole off season. Eric Thompson tweeted out, he's like, can we just simulate the online just see like, what happens? Yeah. Okay, Kirk's not here anymore. Okay, let's just all move.
Yeah, that's gonna whenever that day
that's
happens,
all I got
whether
today,
it happens.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Whenever that day happens,
it's gonna be like one of those mushroom clouds coming from TCO Performance Center. Like Kirk's gone, whoa! Or like Kirk just re-signed. Not great
to me. Like the whole thing. Like if you hired your coach Kevin O'Connell and your GM, if you hired them based on how well they can work with Kirk Cousins, you made a gigantic mistake. That's not why you should hire these guys. You should hire them to fix your team, make Kirk Cousins better. And then when he's not, good or he's getting old or he's getting too expensive, you have the ability to move on and go with someone else. There's just this fear that like every rookie quarterback is Jaren Hall. I have no idea why people feel like that. Like you mentioned CJ Stroud, not everyone's CJ Stroud, but like people also mentioned, oh, look at Bryce Young. Yeah, look at his fucking team. Look at his ownership. CJ Stroud would not have been good there either. So don't act like Bryce Young was put in the best situation. Look what CJ Stroud went into. He went into a rookie head coach who's probably going to be coach of the year or at least contend for it. at least he deserves it or whatever. Kevin Stefanski will probably get that. He fixed the defense. They have young receivers. They have a, you know, young running back and everything. The fan base is behind them. Like, it is nothing like Carolina. You cannot compare the situations. And like, if you, you're gonna, people are going to sit there and be like, or I'm going to sit there and be like, you're going to tell me that if you put a rookie quarterback with the Vikings, he's going to suck. Well, then they need to get rid of everybody in there because they didn't, they don't have the right, you know, people in place to help them out. And like I mentioned, they have great facilities, great coaching staff, great all that stuff. They are set up to help a young quarterback or a young player, like a pass rusher or something like that. They are built for that. Not, you know, not an Arizona team, not a Carolina team, not a Raiders or anything. Like, the Vikings are set up to help players when they come in. So use that to your advantage and, you know, get a goddamn quarterback. Please just get somebody else. I'm over this. Please, come on.
Well, you know what happens when they do decide on a quarterback? You can read all about it over at thevikingage.com. Adam, what do we got going on at the Viking Age right now?
Tomorrow we got some early look at free agents. Some free agents the Vikings should keep an eye on. We have a mock draft now that we know the full order, or at least where the Vikings will be picking for now, until maybe they make a move. So we got full mock draft coming out, and then we'll have a bunch of stuff offseason wise, just getting ready, just starting everything up. This is I like the offseason. Like the season, it gets kind of repetitive. You feel like you're kind of doing the same thing over and over every week, where offseason's fun because there's so much speculation and rumors. Like, first you're leading up to free agency, and then you got a whole month leading up to the draft. You got the combine, everything. I think there's a bunch of owners meetings and all that stuff. Like, we're really like doing stuff until June. And then training camps in July. So like these next few months, people are always like, oh, then when they find out that I, you know, cover the Vikings, or like, oh, aren't you happy the season's over? Now you can rest. I'm like, rest? Like, this time of the year is way busier than the season. So, yes. Yeah.
Our subscribers have jumped on the YouTube channel, like, in the last couple of weeks. It's been crazy.
Yeah. So
it's been awesome. But
I'm looking forward to it. I think this is going to be it's a big offseason for the Vikings. Like, I feel like we say that every year, but this is big. Like, they could change the trajectory of the franchise if they want. So I'm very intrigued to see what they do. And if they fail, then we might be talking about a new head coach or GM after next season. So we're always going to have plenty to talk about.
Yeah. And where can people follow you on social media so they can fight with you online?
Yeah. Cause apparently I hate Harrison Phillips. Adam Patrick NFL on, X, Twitter, whatever. I love that it's called X, and then when you go to like embed a link, it comes up as Twitter. So that's, I still enjoy that. So good job, Elon. And then on Threads at Adam Patrick NFL too, and go follow the Viking Age everywhere.
Yeah, and you can follow me at The Real Chris Shod. I've been doing more stuff at Instagram, at TikTok, getting those videos out there. We'll have one drop tomorrow.
Follow you for your SDSU stuff too.
Yeah. I mean, we've been cranking it out. Now we got basketball going on. William Kyle III, 9 for 9 on Saturday. That was,
you could have made that name up and I would have no idea.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, it was the I'll just say this quickly, but it was the craziest game I've ever seen. Like, offense, they just got to the rim nonstop, and they shot 75% in the first half and shot 69% for the game.
They get to play that same school that North Dakota played too.
They do not. They do not. We were talking about that. They're like, yeah, I think they played Savannah State and they had a game like that. And like, you know, it sounded bad, but like Savannah State was like getting pounded. And they're like, no, this is a game we want to play. It's up and down and whatever. And they were just jacking threes, like having the time of their life. They're like, okay. But that Bible college or whatever NDSU smoked, not great. But anyway, that is all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're on podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. We can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. This has been the Viking Age podcast.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.